Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is, let me think now. Jerry.
Hello, what's his name? Good morning again, and we're having a wonderful, fascinating, diverse 2 hours here today.
It really is.
It really is. I mean,
we didn't do old-time radio, but this is actually more entertaining and purposeful.
We've got young-time singers.
That's it, young-time singers versus old-time radio.
I am
radio.
A senior, though.
Okay, you're eligible. We're all eligible, right.
We're going to continue with Pamela Meadows, who is with the Port Washington Play Troupe. And actually, I don't know if we could talk about that. You're resigning. I mean, you've spent years.
Well, now I'm going to go into artistic development only. I was younger, my husband and I founded the Port Washington Teen Summer Theater, and we did the children's show all the time. Actually, Play Troupe has a history of a children's show that started in 1947. So it's even older than I. and so we really devoted ourselves to those activities, especially when our son was younger, and enjoyed that thoroughly. So I was never much of an administrator.
Okay.
But Play Troupe was, you know, in a little bit of a holding pattern, only had one wonderful program, the Varsity Choral Society, functioning at that time. And unfortunately, my husband was ill and passed away. And some of the people who are active now, I mean, some of my kids are in their 50s. They encouraged me to...
So you were still in diapers when you started this?
Right.
You're amazing.
A child in Presario.
Thank you. And people can't see me over the radio, so thank you. So they encouraged me to get back into it after Ron passed away, you know, kind of knew us as the theater parents. And so I had to be more administrative for the last 3 years and just try to put things together in a new era with the technology. You know, I feel that should be optional, but it's not. And, you know, there are so many different ways to do things. So I've spent a few years putting projects together, like the summer musical that, you know, we had. Grease was our first
musical
that we brought back. Then we did the 1940s Radio Hour.
Right.
We did Guys and Dolls last summer. I think I saw you there.
Those are Guys and Dolls.
And then actually we have Once Upon a Mattress is going to be our July musical at the Landmark this year. So we've been doing a lot
of
things.
You know that one?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that.
Oh, Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett.
It's the show that made Carol Burnett.
Really?
Yes, yes.
I didn't know she sang.
Oh, my goodness. You didn't realize Carol Burnett was, that was one of the first big things that made Carol Burnett a household word. And because it starts, you know, it stars this princess. It's the Princess and the Pea retold.
Right. Yeah. That was great. I remember seeing that.
Yes,
right.
So that's going to be this July, the last two weekends at Landmark. Yeah. And after we did Grease, actually, we were connected by Tony Triguardo, who is very familiar here at the WCWP. He's a media librarian in Port Washington, and he put us together with Dan Cox because Dan was interested in a radio drama program here at Hillwood. So
just to back
I jumped
up a second,
that.
Dan is the director of the radio station here.
Yes, director of broadcasting, I believe, is his title.
Actually, yes.
Yeah, great guy, and we've enjoyed working with him so much. And that's how we came to be doing some extra things here.
Oh, okay.
Right?
One thing led to another.
Yes.
Right.
Just kept trying to take what members are interested in and create those activities. And so this is our second year of doing this fundraiser. This year, because I knew that Jason Reese, the student, and Rich Jakes, the Play Troupe member who created this, wanted to work together again, but Rich had relocated. I had an idea because I'm chained to the computer more than I want to be as an administrator in Play Troupe. And one of the only things I can have on that doesn't distract me too much is the radio. So I'm listening to, I guess we should give them a plug, WCBS-FM, and that's always kind
or
of in the background.
Or WCWP.org.
I mean, that's right. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
One of the very, after 12 o'clock, there's plenty of music here.
Right.
Yes, that's right. So I'm listening to all of this music, and it's obviously bubbling in the back of my head because primarily I'm a creative person. I'm a professional playwright and librettist. And
Wow. So
it started, some of the music just started to make sense to me, and it began to remind me of some mythological characters, kind of the ideas that were being expressed in all of these songs, the frustration and love.
Wow.
And I just said, what a great concert this would make. What a great cover concert. And this way, I had penned something that we could kind of bridge the miles with, that Rich could be rehearsing down in Texas, that we could be rehearsing up here. And then now this week, which is what Jenny Lynn was referring to, we're going to be putting everything all together. All the pieces have been being...
Oh, here, one play.
Yes,
right,
and
right.
Now
right.
Starting
next week
this
you
weekend.
Have a oh, this weekend you're starting,
right,
okay.
Yeah. Everything, we have planes flying in and driving down. Because one of the people that I was telling you about on the break is really a play troupe baby. She was, her older brother was in the children's show when he said, come look at this, to me and my husband, Ron. And it was a beautiful drawing of Pinocchio.
Okay.
And he said, I got this out of the waste paper basket. And I said, what do you mean? He said, my little sister drew this. Where is your little sister? And she's in the back of the auditorium.
Right.
So, come down here, you. I think she was actually too young for the children's show at the time. And we made that into the program cover. Mm. Oh. It was exquisite.
Wow.
And that started her on doing more program covers, more set designs. She learned set design with my husband. She would do set painting. But one of the most beautiful voices and one of the strongest actresses we ever had in the program. And she went on to do professional work and has been in a number of Broadway shows. We had the thrill of seeing her cover the lead on Broadway in The Scarlet Pimpernel.
Wow.
And cover a leading role in Light in the Piazza.
Okay.
She was on the national tour with Richard Chamberlain of Sound of Music and has, you know, worked in regional theaters and everything. And she is driving herself down from Rochester to be the leading lady. It's just going to be so much fun and just such a thrill to hear her singing again. And she and Rich are a fun combination.
I'm just going to interrupt you to stress the date and the time again, because what you're telling us, it's just this is a must-see show.
Thank
which
you,
is going to
yes.
be Friday.
A week from today.
Right, a week from today. But you'll be late if you don't listen to Jerry and change your clock. Or you're going to be early.
Yes.
I don't know what you're going to be doing.
Right.
It'll be something. March 18th. You'll miss it. At 8 p.m. at Hillman, Hillwood, excuse me, Hillwood Recital Hall.
Yes, yes. I really think it's, I mean, everything you tap your toe to, and obviously you don't have to have been a kid in the 80s to, they're fun songs, and at the end of it, you'll leave thinking.
Right. I like music.
Right.
And I don't know the name of a band. I don't know, people say, and they'll name the song to me.
That's
I'll say, I know what you're talking about.
I know.
You know that song. Then people get cranky. Of course I know the song, but I don't know. And they'll name the band or the song. And as soon as just the first few bars, of course I know that song.
Right.
But I don't know
now
what it
here
is.
Now, I put this thing together, and I'm exactly like you. Yes. I don't know if it's that I've always had a little bit of a hearing deficit.
Right. We've seen
or what?
Right. We've seen is the leave of young at heart.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, you'll
right.
really love it. It's really about, we understand it. It's the frustrations of love. It's about, it seems like a lot of these songs are talking about never quite getting it right.
Okay.
At least for young men. And I they're nodding a lot when I talk about it. They're you know, just not quite seeing what the right path is. Well, we know things have changed so much. You know, there used to be things that really gave us a feeling of being grown up.
Right, right, right.
And that's kind of lacking for younger people. They don't they just don't have the hallmarks in their lives that say, okay, now you are. I mean, how many people in older generations literally took over the responsibilities for a family when they were kids?
Right, right.
My husband was older than I, but his father, during the Depression, was lucky enough to have a job,
wow,
highway jobs, and he was supporting his mother and his brothers and one of his brother's wives. Those are the kinds of challenges that people our age and older have had. And, it, you know, you don't think you're a child after you've done
something like that, right?
Yeah. But sometimes when life gets easier for people, you want it to be easier for your children, but sometimes it makes them a little too soft and a little too unappreciative in it.
Right.
It takes them a long time to realize that.
Right.
How long is it approximately? The whole program? An hour,
probably
an hour and a half?
Hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's about 15 songs.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. And, of course, live musicians, which I'm understanding is getting to be more and more rare. Jason Rees is just such a gifted jazz pianist, and he's a graduate from last year of LIU Post.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah. So he's at the piano, saxophone, bass, drums,
wow,
guitar.
And I agree with you there. A lot of times you go and you get these little CDs, or you have a piano only, or something like this, to have a full orchestra.
It's all live music.
Yeah. You know, with microphones and, you know, so, you know, not too loud, but that's a very resonant room, and it's great. But
the room is great, and it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I like the room. It's very, very nice.
Right, right, yeah. So that's pretty exciting.
I'm just going to give it again because it's amazing how fast the time goes. And you were nervous you were going to be here by yourself.
Right. You
know?
You survived.
It's this Friday, not this Friday, not tonight, next week.
18th.
March 18th at 8 p.m. in the Hillwood Recital Hall. The name of it is Mythology Mixtape. And you're listening to Pamela tell us it is her mix put together of lots of different songs, which are going to have great singers, of which Rich Jakes will be here, and people have seen him before. Catherine Laval, who I don't
some
believe
local Port Washington people will know her as Hiller.
Okay,
yes,
Catherine
she has
Hiller.
A number of brothers. She's the only daughter, so
okay,
in that
okay.
Family.
Just hearing about her, I want to come.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
My God, I mean that's a resume.
She's
that woman's
a delight.
Had.
She's a delight,
and she's coming down. And the other thing is, she's coming from Rochester, and Rich is coming from Texas.
Yes, Mansfield.
So
uh-huh.
You know, it's like these people care. Again, it's one of those situations where
this is
an act of love that's being put together for the music department here at LIU Post.
And again, we'll have some of LIU students, such as Jen Lynn, who was
absolutely
here before.
Mm-hmm.
With some
a very dynamic
associates.
Young lady. It's just going to be perfect.
Great, who's been singing since she was 3 days old. Or so it should be a great program.
Yeah, yeah.
Pamela, I want to thank you for the time. I want to thank you for coming and bringing this to everybody's attention.
Yes.
And I just hope, I mean, I know I'm going to go now at this point, but I just hope we see lots of people there.
Right.
Yes.
You're
yes.
Listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going into a break and we'll be back with I won't tell you what we're going to be back with.
All right.
Good.